A well-known 1960s activist, now a retired education professor, will speak tonight at Western Michigan University. Bill Ayers was a co-founder of the Weather Underground during the Vietnam War. He went on to become a distinguished professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago. We began our conversation today on his presentation titled Teaching Free People, What Democracy Demands in Its Schools. What does democracy demand in our schools?
Well, I think it's an important question and one we rarely discuss when we're talking about the current school reform juggernaut. And I think we have to go back to first principles. What is education in a democracy? How is it different from education in any other social system? And if you think about it just for a minute, throughout history, educators have wanted their kids to show up on time, learn the subject matters, do their homework, etc. But there have been some very successful school systems following that same kind of demand in Nazi Germany, for example, in the Soviet Union, in medieval Saudi Arabia, in apartheid South Africa. Those systems wanted those same things as we do. Those systems created great scientists and athletes and musicians, just as we have. But what makes education in a democracy distinct? And that's what I'm going to be speaking about. And the short answer, since you asked, is I think education in a democracy is based on the precious but fragile ideal that every human being is of incalculable value. And that means that we create a system or try to create a system or aspire to create a system where the full development of all is the condition for the full development of anyone. And that means the hidden curriculum of, say, fascist Germany, with all the other great things that those educational systems accomplished, the hidden curriculum is obedience and conformity. In a democracy, the hidden curriculum, whatever else we teach, we should be emphasizing and teaching imagination, courage, initiative, entrepreneurship, the kinds of things that free people need in order to move forward.
Does the idea of demanding that sort of thing out of education, is that in any way at cross purposes with preparing students to go to college or preparing students to be valuable in the workforce, or can those things still be compatible?
Oh, I think they have to be compatible. And I think if you ask parents, including yourself, what do you want for your kids? Again, just thinking personally about you and me, I have three kids grown, three grandkids. What do I want for those grandkids? I want them to see the world opening up before them. I want them to develop minds of their own. Yes, I want them to be able to go to college. Yes, I want them to be able to work. But I also want them to be good people, people who can make moral decisions in a complicated and ever-shifting landscape. And I think that's what you want for your kids. That's what it means to educate free people. The development of a mind of one's own that doesn't simply conform to whatever the style is of the moment.
You mentioned that you're not a big fan of a lot of the education reforms of the moment. Do you view competition as being a negative thing when it comes to schools? In other words, schools competing against each other to enroll students?
Oh, competition isn't always a negative thing. It's part of human life, but cooperation is part of human life too. And when you think about an educational system in a country like ours, in a vast, diverse, wildly different kind of peoples, I think you have to say, yes, competition is good. But from the perspective of, say, the Department of Education or the federal government or the state of Michigan, we want all of our kids to do well. We don't just want to have some do well at the expense of others. We want everyone to do well.
The conversation turned to the Weather Underground. Ayers helped start the group, which planted bombs in offices at the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol. Ayers says the Weather Underground crossed lines of legality and perhaps common sense. But he says it wasn't completely insane in response to the ongoing Vietnam War. I asked if it was appropriate and effective.
What was really inappropriate was the war itself, the bombing of civilians, the killing of 6,000 people a week. That was wrong. And trying to oppose it was right, even when terrible mistakes were made and stupidity happened.
You have often said that you were not responsible for anyone being injured or killed.
True.
With the bombs that were planted. How much of that was good fortune? After all, three of your associates were killed accidentally trying to make a bomb. I mean, could someone have walked in at the wrong time, wrong place at the Pentagon and been injured or killed?
Absolutely. And it was how much of it was fortune, I don't know. But I have to say it was a combination of choice and chance. It was a combination of being deliberately not wanting to hurt anybody. And then luckily, no one was hurt. And had someone been hurt or killed, I think it would have it would have changed me. It would have changed us irrevocably. We were very lucky. We also intended for this to be the outcome. And we felt that what we were doing was intentional destruction of property to raise a screaming alarm against the murder of 6,000 people a week.
Bill Ayers was a co-founder of the 1960s anti-war group, the Weather Underground. He's now a retired professor of education from the University of Illinois at Chicago. He will speak tonight at 7 o'clock at Western Michigan University's Fetzer Center. His appearance is sponsored in part by Western's College of Education and Human Development and the Lewis Walker Institute for the Study of Race and Ethnic Relations. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.